Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us again in our Sunday school hour. I ask you if you will turn with us to Mark. We'll begin in the book of Mark, and then we'll go over to Isaiah 40 right quick, and then we'll come back to the New Testament. But if you want to go ahead and turn there as we begin our study together this morning, we've been looking at the silent years of Christ. And, you know, we followed him from down in Egypt and back up and back to Nazareth. Then hadn't heard anything until he was 12 years old when he came back to Jerusalem. And then he goes back home. We don't hear anything else out of him now for about 18 years. And that's what I want to begin to look at this morning as we follow Christ from his birth to his to beginning of his ministry. So that's where we will be. Good to see Brother Ray back with us this morning. Brother, good to have you all again. Thank the Lord for bringing you back this way. So continue to remember those who have those special needs today. You know, it's good to have the internet, and we welcome all those on the internet, but they just something special about being together in church. But it's great for those who can't come that they can listen in and join us that way. Bow with us in just a word of prayer, and then we'll continue. Lord, we thank you again for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to provide Christ as a means of our salvation when we didn't love you, didn't deserve you, still don't. But, Lord, you showed your grace and your mercy and your patience with us. And one day, by the precious Holy Spirit, you showed us our lost and undone condition in need of a Savior. And we ask that forgiveness for our sins. And Lord, you forgave and made us a child of yours. Lord, we do thank you for that love and that grace and that mercy. We thank you for the peace that you give us in you. And Lord, we ask you again today to help us as we open your precious word, that you'd walk us through it by your precious Holy Spirit, that you might be uplifted and glorified. And Lord, again, I thank you for your hidden hand. And Lord, I ask you to watch over those who have special needs this day. And may you and they commune together, that the journey of life might be made easier this day. Bless us now as we fellowship together. May you be glorified in what's done here this day. In the name of Christ, we do pray. Amen. Now, Mark 1, we're going to begin there. Then we'll go over to Isaiah chapter number 40. As we begin to look now, we're coming to the point that we are going to see Christ begin his earthly ministry. And we started last Sunday, I read this first verse to you. And I want us to read that again and kind of set the stage as we begin. In Mark chapter number 1, it says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written. As it is written where? In the prophets. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Now, I want you to notice a few things in this particular verse. He says, "Behold, I will send my messenger." Now, the I here we know is God. And he says, "I will send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." So God says, "I'm going to send somebody before you. I'm going to send somebody that's going to begin to prepare the way of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world." Now, if we look over in the book of Isaiah, and we look in chapter number 40, and we look at verse number 3, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness." Now, when we look at the wilderness many times in God's word, we think about it represents the world that we live in. And he said, "Hear the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough plain, rough places plain." "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." So we see God's promises being fulfilled. He prophesied it, and the mouth of the Lord said it, and he says it's going to be fulfilled. Now go back with me and Mark again. And we're going to be basically in the four Gospels this morning as we study this together. Now back in the book of Mark, chapter number 1, verse number 3. "The voice of one crying in the wilderness." Look at the same words here that we have in the Old Testament. "Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." "John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin." Now, I want you to notice that the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Now, there's got to be a believing and a seeing a need. So it's no different than we have today. We believe. And here he says it's a repentance for the remission of sin. And he says, "And there went out unto him all the land of Judah, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins." See, there's your confession that comes. And he said, "John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle about, and a girdle of a skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey." Now, verse number 7 said, "And what? And preached." Now, we're looking at the beginning of the ministry of Christ. So what is John preaching? He's preaching that ministry. He says, "Preaching, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, whose latchet of shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose." Now notice the next verse. He says, "I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the" what? "With the Holy Ghost." Now, as we have been studying this, we're going also toward the fact that we're still in the back of our minds looking at the topic that we've been looking at for a good while, the difference in the Old Testament, Holy Spirit and Old Testament, Holy Spirit and New Testament. And we're really headed that away now to look at the Holy Spirit work in the New Testament. But I want you to pay attention now that John here begins to mention that Holy Spirit. And he says, now, he's the one. Now, there's another key in this verse. Let me read this number 8 to you again. He said, I indeed have baptized you with water. John says, now I'll baptize you with water, a representation. But he says, but he, next word, shall. What tense is that? Is that a present or a future? We're looking at a future tense. We're looking at something that is yet in the future. He says, that one that's coming after me, he says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, I want us to look in a few places in Scripture that look at this, these same Scriptures in the other Gospels. I want to look at them in a little more detail. Now, look with me in Matthew. Just back up a little bit to the 3rd chapter of Matthew, and let's read a few. Now, if we look at verse number 6, now we're going to find that we have these same things. And if you look at chapter 3 and verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. That's chapter number 1. And he's got the same message, and he's still doing the same thing. He's doing the preaching. But I want you to look down at verse number 6. And it says, and were baptized of him in Jordan and confessing their sins. Now, here we go. It's the gospel. It says confessing their sins. Remission of sins, repentance, and confessing their sins. He says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of what? Of vipers. Now, that's a pretty bold statement for John to make to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But he was still bold in his preaching. It don't make any difference what the world says or what the world thinks. God has called us to be bold in our belief and trust in him. And here John says, he just puts it like it is. He said, O ye generation, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Has somebody told you about what's coming? Has that finally sunk in to you what's coming? Who's told you about the wrath to come? And then it says, bring forth therefore fruits meant for repentance. Now, we're not talking about works here. He says, you bring forth fruits meant to repentance. What John's saying to them here is, you let me see in your life that you've come to the point that you feel like you need forgiveness of your sins. You show me the fruit of coming to the Lord in repentance. And then he says, there's something in the way because you think you are something and you are somebody. And he says, you're letting your bloodline get in your way. Look in verse number 9. And think not to say within yourselves. Do what? Think not to say within yourselves. You see, they're presenting themselves to John as, I'm okay because of my ancestry. It don't make any difference. what family you're in here on this earth. It don't make any difference about your grandparents. It don't make any difference about your parents. They're not going to put you into the family of God. I don't care if they've been saved all their lives and served the Lord all their lives, and you've watched them be dedicated Christians all their lives, and you've come to church with them, and you participated in those things of church. If you've never realized that you're a sinner, lost and undone, and repented of your sin and asked the Lord to save you by His marvelous grace, then you are lost. And here they were looking at their ancestry as the fact that He says what? And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. We're in the bloodline, so to speak. We're the seed of Abraham. He said, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, God is able of these stones to rise up children of Abraham. Think about that for a moment. He said, He can make children out of them stones. And He says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. He relates to the fruit. We go back to verse number 8. He says, show me that you've come to the point in your life that you see that you need more than an ancestry, that you need more than the fact that you're just a part of the family of Abraham. Show me that you realize that you need Christ and you need Him in repentance of your sin. Verse number 11, and I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So he don't mind speaking up, does he? He calls them a generation of vipers. A lost person is a lost person. And we need to see that lost person's need and present them to Christ, or present Christ to them, that they might have an opportunity to repent of their sins and call sin what sin is. And the way of life that we see the world going, call it what it is. Call it what it is. You might lose some friends in the process of it, but we still better call it what it is. Now I want us to go over to the book of John. We want to begin in chapter number 1 of the book of John. I was going to start at verse number 15, but I think we need to look over these first verses in chapter 1. So we see where John's coming from. He says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. In the beginning. So we know that Christ, He is the Word of God. It tells us that in verse number 14. So He was in the beginning. And the same was in the beginning with God. All these things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Now I want you to notice something. It says the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehendeth it not. Jesus Christ is in this world that we live in today. And he's in this world of darkness that we live in today. And this world is comprehending him not. Keep that thought in mind. He says, now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness. He came for a reason. What did he come for? He came to be a witness. He came to be a witness of what? He came to be a witness of that light. That all men, through him, might do what? Believe. Now, John's not talking about him, but he's talking about the light, right? That all men, through that light, through him, might believe. He said he was not the light. He clarifies that right quick. But was a witness of that light. And that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. The world was made by him. And the world what? Knew him not. He cometh to his own, and his own received him not, to the Jewish nation. But, now I want you to look at this particular verse with me very carefully. Now he says he come to his own. We're talking about, who did, if we look back and look at John, when he began his ministry, as the forerunner of Christ, where did he go and who did he preach to? If you look, he was preaching to who? He's preaching to Jews. Okay? Now, look at this particular verse. We've just read now where he says he came to his own and his own did what? They received him not. But when we look back at these scriptures, we see that it says that Christ, that John baptized many that came to him in repentance and remission of sin. So here we have a clarification in this particular verse. He said he came to his own, but his own received him not. Verse number 12 starts with the word what? But what? As many as what? As receive him. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Even to them that did what? That believed on his name. What's the difference? The difference is the believing. And all those that believed John in his ministry about Jesus Christ and believed in Jesus Christ, in the repentance of their sin, they were what? They were forgiven and saved. As many as received him being Christ, Jesus, were saved. Which were born. See, we're going to clarify it even more now. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they were born of what? They were born of God. So where does that put them? That puts them in the same category as you and I in this dispensation of grace, where you and I have been born again by the grace of God through our trust in Christ. So they've been born again. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Of grace, and full of what? Mercy. Aren't you glad that He was full of grace and full of mercy? Now let's look at what John says in the rest of these verses. In verse number 15, it says, John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. Now, a couple of things that I want us to look at in this verse. John says, I bear witness of Him and cried. Now, if you bear witness of something, what does that mean? If they call you to be a witness in a trial, why have they called you to be a witness in a trial? Because you have what? You've seen something. You know something. You've experienced something about this trial. Well, what does John say here? He says, I bear witness. That means that's already passed, right? He has seen that take place. And then he says, I cried. What tense is that? That's a past tense. That's already taken place. And he says, I'm here to tell you this day, I'm here as a witness to bear witness of this. And what's the this that he's bearing witness of? He says, I'll bear witness of it, saying, This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. Now, what have we just read in the first part of John, where he wrote about in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse number 14, he said, the Word was what? Was made flesh, and it did what? And it dwelt among us. So he says, this is He. I bear witness of this one that I've expressed to you, that's the light of the world in the first part of these chapters. He says, I bear witness, and He is preferred before me. And he said, and of His fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth. Grace and truth came by who? By Jesus Christ. So if you and I ever experienced any grace, and any truth is going to come by Jesus Christ. You and I will never understand one thing about the Word of God unless it comes through the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. I'll guarantee you there's not a single solitary one of us in here this morning that's ever seen God. And not a single solitary one of us this morning who's ever seen Christ physically. Notice I said Christ physically. Spiritual is a different situation. Felt His presence spiritually so strong that it was as if He was standing right beside me. I have seen Him through the spiritual eye. He said, no man. He said, Christ had declared Him. Now look at verse number 19. He said, and this is the record of John. Now, he said, I bear witness. He says, now I'll give record. Well, who wrote this book that we're looking at today? If we look, we find that it was written by the apostle who? John. So what is John doing here? He's bearing record. We have his record here today. He says, and this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Now, I want you to notice, he's still dealing with the Jewish people, because it says he's the Levites from Jerusalem. And they're going to begin to question John. And he said, he confessed and denied not. We need to let that soak in too. Stand up for what you believe for. He said he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elijah? Or, and he said, I'm not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? What sayest thou of thyself? And how did John answer them? He said, I am a voice. I am a spokesperson for somebody. Are you a spokesperson for your Savior? Did he take a solid stand here, or did he play around with it? They asked him, are you, he said, no, I'm not. Are you this? No, I'm not. Are you that? No, I'm not. He said, who are you then? He said, I'll tell you who I am. He said, I'm just a voice. I'm a voice for who? I'm a voice from the Lord. Are you a voice? Am I a voice for my Lord? He said, I'm a voice of one crying in the what? In this wilderness world. I'm a voice crying in this wilderness world. Then make straight the way of the Lord, as was said by the prophet Isaiah, and we read that a while ago. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. We've heard that name before, haven't we? And they asked him and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. You see anything different in this verse? And this all of a sudden jumped out at me. I've read it and I've read these verses several times in the last week or two. And all of a sudden, there's something in this verse that stands out. John says, I bear witness. John says, I bear record. All about this Christ that you questioned me about. Now, I'm going to tell you something about him that I've not told you before. John answered them, who is this that you're talking about? Who is this that's going to baptize in the Holy Spirit? Who is this that's preferred, that was before me and is preferred before me. Who is this? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there, and tell me what the next word is, standeth. There standeth. Where does he stand? One among you. This one that I'm talking about, he's already here. He's standing around in your presence, and you still don't know who he is. What did we read a while ago? He's the light of the world, but the world does what? Comprehendeth him not, because they're in darkness. And here we see Christ standing in their presence among them. And he says, whom ye know not. He says, he it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoelaces I am not worthy to unloosen. These things were done in Bethabara before Jordan, where John was baptized. And the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saying, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, when John sees Christ, how does he describe him? What does he say? He says, behold the what? He does not say, behold Jesus Christ, does he? He says, behold the Lamb of God that does what? That takes away the sin of the world. Now, if you look back at John's ancestry, he's from the priestly tribe of Judah. You think John not aware of what a lamb sacrifice does? He knows that that lamb is an offering, and it's an offering for the sin of his people Israel, that's repeated time after time after time. And when he sees Christ, he says, behold the Lamb of who? The Lamb of God. And that man that you're looking at, now, the next day, when John seeth Jesus coming to him. Now, when John wrote this, he says he's Jesus. And then when he describes him, he says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And he describes him, that Jesus that you see, as a lamb that is the only one that has the ability to take away the sins of all the world. And he says, this is he of whom I said, after me cometh one which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And he says, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. He said, I knew him not too. But he says, now I want you to look at this verse. My time gone, I've got to quit. He says, I knew him not but that. I knew one thing about him, that he was to be made manifest. What does that mean? Made known to the nation of Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing in water. Verse number 32, and John bare what? Record, here it is again, said, I saw the Spirit. Here's the record. Here's what he was told concerning Christ. When you see this take place, then you can rest assured that this is he who will take away the sin of the world. He said he bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, who sent John? God sent John. And he said, that same one that sent me to do this has also said, sent me and told me to look for this. And he says, when you see this, you'll know. He said, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descend and remain on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the what? With the Holy Ghost. That's him. That's God's eternal sacrifice. And he said, I did what? I saw, and I do what? And I bear record that this is the Son of God. Your Savior, my Savior, your sacrifice, and my sacrifice. And the only true sacrifice. God bless you for listening today.